who believes we need to roll out a new monetary system. You've got everybody's favorite, Klaus Schwab, who says the fourth industrial revolution isn't so much about changing what you do for a living, is it's about changing you. That's wild, through gene editing. And then you have the always scary looking Mark Schneider. Look at this guy, Mark Schneider of Nestle, who just, I don't even know a lot about that guy, but I'm worried. So General Flynn, how would you describe this cast of characters, sir?
Yeah, well, first of all, so this is a very, very important meeting, because this is coming off the heels of the G20 summit that just took place down in Bali, Indonesia, where the top 20 nations were, you know, formed up and came to some very, very important decisions for essentially the new world order. One of those decisions is this vaccine identification card. So that's one. So people need to be paying attention as the Davos World Economic Forum session goes on, and it's going to probably play out over 6 or 7 days. And, you know, everybody will be wonderful and everybody will be happy. But at the end, they're going to, my estimate at this point in time where they're at is they are going to now cement in concrete what their plan is for the next 2 years. And that plan, it basically includes everything from shifting the financial structure of the world. I'm paying very, very close attention to what's happening in China right now. There's an awful lot of Chinese that have a lot of senior Chinese members of the Chinese Communist Party that have died in the last 20 days from a new outbreak of some type of disease over there. They call it the Omicron variant. But
wow.
So there's some really serious things happening. We also had the leader of Holland recently come out and say that they are shutting their borders down. They cannot take any more of the illegals coming into Holland. I mean, Holland's a small country. So these little data points that matter a lot, particularly in Europe. We have massive riots going on in eastern Paris over the last 24 to 48 hours. I mean, there's all these little events that are happening. And here this crowd, this World Economic Forum crowd, is going to, you know, they're going to nestle themselves. Speaking of Nestle's, they're going to nestle themselves into the, you know, beautiful part of Davos, Switzerland. And they're going to pretend like, the, you know, everything is rosy and the world is going to move in a just fine direction. But at the end of this thing, we'll be talking about this in another month, at the end of January. These guys and gals are going to make decisions that are going to then dictate to the rest of the world how we are going to live. And I want people to understand that. I want people to pay attention, because they will have public forums. They will have most of their meetings will be online, and the reports that will come out of it will be very public. And they are going to tell us exactly what they are going to do to affect our lives. And now, I can't say that any stronger.
Now, we have a panel of serious guests. And then my good friend Steve represents Team Not Serious. Steve is a mortgage banker who just happened to be in the office. And I said, get in here. Hop on this show. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get to tap into Steve's thoughts on this, too. Mel, I'm going to play this clip for you. I've got two clips I'm going to queue up for you. And I'm not trying to paint you into a corner, but I just want to get your reaction to this. OK, so this is the founder and CEO of Quant.
Right.
And let me just tie this all together, folks. If you type in quantum.MIT into Google today, you will see that the quantum dot technology developed by MIT was funded by Epstein and Gates. And I will read, it says, a key challenge for vaccination campaigns in some developing regions is that there is little infrastructure for storing medical records. So there's often no easy way to determine who needs a particular vaccine or booster shot. MIT engineers, however, have developed a way to store information about a patient's vaccine history underneath the skin using an invisible quantum dot dye that is delivered along with the vaccine by a microneedle patch. Now, this same MIT lab developed what's called CBDCs. The same MIT lab developed what is called CBDCs through what is called the Hamilton Project. And so, Mel, you've got this quantum dot technology inside the vaccine passport. You've got the CBDCs, and now you've got the head of the CBDC movement, the founder of Quant, this gentleman here by the name of Gilbert Verdean. He's saying, you know, we could have avoided the financial crisis of 2008. And we could have avoided all this inflation problem if we would have just been using the CBDCs. Let's listen to what he has to say. Here we go.
CBDCs are no longer a fictional concept. These are real. They are happening. It's really driven from the top down. It's not just the central banks, but the governments of countries are putting policy out there saying, we will have a CBDC. We will have a more digital economy. It increases GDP, creates jobs. It really gives central banks the ability to control monetary and fiscal policies in a new way. It's more granular. You have better visibility of risk, granular. You know, from a resilience and systemic risk perspective. If we had CBDCs, we probably wouldn't have had the financial crisis in 2008.
Yeah. This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. To one of the old central banks in Europe that are very much promoting this. And they showed him. And, you know, he's a top, executive director of another central bank in Europe. And there's no reason to believe that he was telling me a story. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed, but they started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, this just looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Mel, I'd love to get your thoughts on this quant technology and its connections to MIT and just any reactions you may have to all that information you just digested there.
Well, first and foremost, the 2008 crash, we will hopefully find out, was 100% on purpose and had a lot to do with what we're dealing with now. Nothing was adjudicated. Nobody went to jail. It was actually a manipulation that is still continuing to this day. The central bank digital currency is not what they're saying because it's all over their websites. Anyone could call it a conspiracy theory until you go to the World Economic Forum strategic intelligence pages and look up. Global governance, part of that includes a digital wallet that's international. And what General Flynn is saying about this upcoming meeting that people need to know is that the World Health Organization treaty has been rewritten and updated with a whole bunch of new amendments that the Biden regime has already signed on to. And what they are including is a global digital ID that tracks and traces all of our vaccines, all of our health records, all of our financial records, and all of our travel records. This is already done, and it is a quantum dot technology that will be going under your skin if we allow it. The good point is that we know that this is coming, and we won't allow it, because, again, in November of 2023, in September, I have looked at these dates, and the Biden regime is all in on this. They are also going to add in at Davos, this upcoming one in January, what they're going to be calling the UNR common agenda. They're going to start talking about this universal worldwide. It's basically a world constitution.
Wow.
And all of these things are all together, and they are putting them out there already. And what it ends up being is a global governance. So the guy that just spoke and said that all these governments are discussing having this central bank digital currency is completely full of it. What they are discussing is the stakeholder capitalism of the global public-private partnership, multinational corporations in cahoots with the banking cartel that has been manipulating everyone through the BIS, IMF, World Bank, and the front groups of the UN. What they are talking about is usurping all of our governments, is skipping the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the United States sovereignty, and going directly to us through the banks and the multinational corporations. And again, we have an oligarchy, in my opinion, in America that is totally captured the District of Columbia. And right now, they know darn well at the Bank of International Settlements that is at the top of this rung that they are basically working for them and not we, the people of the United States. What we need to make sure is that we know the propaganda that is coming to convince people in America to sign up for this out of convenience. There is nothing convenient about this, and it will include not just a full track and trace surveillance worldwide from the top down, but that will also include a climate trace score, an ESG score, and quite honestly, your children will not be able to go to schools that you want. You won't be able to travel anywhere. You won't be able to live where you want. They're not taking up our land to help us manufacture stuff and grow. They're taking up our land to take our stuff for them. And they have a whole nother thing about natural resource asset class. So, you know, we really have to understand, we're talking about 3,000 people in America, and they are between Wall Street and DC. Wow. And there's about 275 million of us that have to get on the same page and stand up and say, not in America. We are a sovereign nation, and you will never take over our country, because that's the goal.
Now, Steve, I can't imagine what you're thinking, because we haven't talked about any of these topics at all. Steve is a client of mine. The reason why I brought Steve on is because Steve is one of the most successful mortgage bankers in Tulsa. We never talk about these subjects because we have sort of an unwritten rule that we don't talk about these things.
Yeah.
Right?
I wonder why.
I'm just trying to figure out I just saw, the only thing I can think of is this one dude that invented the internet and he's going to be at the World Economic Forum. It's funny how he's still somehow being relevant.
Klaus Schwab?
You talking about Gore?
No, yeah, Al Gore. Didn't he invent the WWW back in the day?
CERN takes credit for having invented the internet. CERN takes credit for that. And CERN, the head of CERN, it will be at the World Economic Forum event. Seriously, how do you process this, though? I mean, you're a married guy. You've been married 20-plus years. You had a great, great family. How do you process this?
I mean, I'm just glad that my kids are grown. I've got a son in the Navy and a daughter that's, 20, almost 21 now, that we raised right. And I just can't imagine if my kids were going through school or I was having to worry about them being raised and being influenced by the craziness. Unfortunately, I mean, I've been around you a lot, so none of this surprises me, but it's certainly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know, but that's why I tell, because I don't even tell me.
Sure, but we never talk about this ever. And I was like, just get in here. I wanted to get I want to ask you this, Steve, and then we'll go to Thomas Renz. What percentage of people outside of our world know about this stuff? Like, what percentage of people that you, because you don't hang out with people like us. You're hanging out with other people. You're out there. No, you're in your Lamborghini car club. You've got your little Lamborghini car. This is what he does. He has a Lamborghini car club, and you drive around. It's called Lambros, and you're driving around. And so what percentage of the people that you hang out with talk about this stuff?
I mean,
they're aware of it.
There's a little bit of it, because most of the people that I hang around with, all of the people that I hang around with are conservative, Christian, good
value. But they're like
humans.
Fox News conservative.
Yeah. But,
right.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, it's all a conspiracy theory. You know, all of you guys are conspiracy theorists, and then it happens. And then they're like, oh my God, that's crazy. So that's kind of what I do, is I sit back and go, Clay will tell me. Like, if there is a, but I talked about this the other day. If there was like a meteor coming to hit the earth and kill us in 19 days, tell me on day 19.
That's your mindset.
Make some plans or whatever, because I just don't, I don't want to worry about it.
But this is interesting. Now, so General Plan, I want to get your take. I want to get Thomas Renz's take on this, because there are these events that happen, Renz, where they're conservative events. I'm not trying to throw specific events under the bus. I'm just trying to wake people up. Where, Renz, it's almost like they have got together and said, at this conservative event, don't talk about what's inside the shots. Don't talk about the central bank digital currencies, and don't talk about Klaus Schwab. And that's how you're able to be a conservative and not know about this.
Yeah, true.
So it's interesting how that works. So I'm going to play this next clip. And by the way, I thought, General Flynn, you did an awesome job on some recent interviews. I watched you, sir. You nailed it. I've watched Kash Patel do it, and then I watched Todd Callender do it. These are all serious people. And Kash was on X22. He did a great job on this interview. And Todd Callender was on our show. And listen to what they said when asked some tough questions here. Here we go.
Where we are.
I mean, COVID makes it, it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Now, Todd Counter is an attorney representing military members that don't want to take the shots. How do they plan on getting us from where we are now to where they want us to be?
No, they've already done that. I was chuckling when I heard him say, you know, if we had such a device, that device already exists. It was used in the phase three clinical trial of the service members, 44,000 of them and their families. It's an EPCR device. And the brand they used was an InTouch e-diary, whereby the quote-unquote vaccinated, let's call them inoculated people, were sending signals to their cell phones in real time on the changes happening inside of their bodies from shots. That data was then sent to Israel, to an Israeli company. It was netted, meaning that it was effectively laundered and then sent back to the FDA and Pfizer for their emergency use authorization that was then granted. So everything they talked about already exists. It's already working right now.
A little heavy, a little heavy.
Jelly of the Month Club.
Well, here we go.
Does the military actually get involved when there's an overthrow of the United States government?
No, and here's the reason that I don't think that happens.
Nah.
Because our founding fathers had demanded since day one that the military is governed by civilian oversight. That is, the Secretary of Defense and the President of the United States will always be non-uniform, non-military personnel. And they did that for a reason, so that a president or others couldn't, you know, quote unquote, hijack the military. So I see that one a little differently than the way a lot of people read it. And having been its chief of staff at DOD, I can tell you that the military just wouldn't abide by any such conduct. And in reality, nor should they, you know, ever be allowing themselves to be hijacked like that.
Hey,
I think that's where a lot of people are at right now, Thomas Renz. I think people are hearing this, and I think you have three groups of conservatives. One that are you're the Fox News Lamborghini conservatives, and you're like, I don't know what's going on, but I'll see you in a month. You got that group. Then you got the other group that's like wide awake, like Mel Kay and General Flynn and you, Renz. You know what's going on. And you have this other group that believes that the military's in control. And there's a secret group of white hats working behind the scenes that have the secret codes to the plan, Renz. They believe there's a plan and that the plan doesn't involve them. They can just sit back and have the popcorn. Renz, what are your thoughts on that?
It's retarded. So without putting too fine of a point on it, listen. So I just fight, right? I get up in the morning. I think about the bad guys. I think what I'm going to do to stop them. And I think, then I go do it. I get up. It's 24/7. That's all I do is fight. So I don't pay a lot of attention to this stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I, until the other day, when you actually pointed out to me, you said, you know, hey, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't doing anything because they think that, you know, that there's some, I don't know, white hats in control or some garbage. I didn't even realize this was a thing. And when you said it, I spent like a couple hours thinking about this. I didn't research it because I don't want to research it because I don't need to waste time on people doing stupid things. Here's the deal, Clay. You know, I have the privilege of calling the general a friend. I know you. I know Mel. I know all these people who are big shots. If there's a plan and you guys haven't included me, I'm mad because, you know, I got to be honest with you. I've been working my tail off. And if you guys are leaving me out, I'm going to be kind of mad about this. Listen, where's the evidence of a plan? What, things aren't bad enough? They need to get worse before we need to act? I mean, what the hell are you waiting for? It's insanity. There is no plan. There's no secret force of bad guys or good guys. There's all sorts of bad guys, but they're running rampant. There is a plan. There is a plan. But it's a plan that I have. It's a plan that you have. It's a plan that General has. We all have our plans. We are all fighting for freedom, but it's individuals fighting for freedom. We, the people, are the plan. And if you want to be a part of the plan, figure out what you're going to do. Get your butt off the couch and go do it. Quit making excuses that the Donald's going to grow a parachute or a pair of wings and fly into the White House and save us all. It ain't happening. You want to save this world. You want to save it for your kids. Get your butt up and do something. This whole... I'm going to sit aside and keep my head buried in the sand. I just don't understand it. How bad does it have to be? How many people do you got? Well, no, listen, man, there's a lot of good people that are having a hell of a time recognizing how bad things have got. But the analogy that I've used is, World War II, there were a lot of great Jewish people who were living their lives, and they saw Hitler rising to power. But they didn't want to deal with it. They didn't want to look at true evil in the face because it's hard to do. It's really difficult. So they stood aside, and Hitler rose. And as he continued to rise, bad things happened. And they continued to stand aside, and they continued to be quiet. And they continued to say, maybe if I keep my head down, maybe if I don't say anything, my family will be okay. I can keep living my life. We just got to get through this next stage. We just got to get through the next day, the next 19 days, to use your words. There were a lot of people that did that, and they were good people. It's not that they were bad people. The problem is that they missed that evil doesn't care whether you want to fight back. It doesn't care whether you're willing to look at it. Evil is going to do what evil does, and you either defeat it, you crush it, you smash it, or it eats you alive. And that's what's happening. Thank God, I will tell you that, I've got friends like you guys who are fighting. And I'm fighting. And by the way, a word of encouragement, as evil as these monsters are, I am a hell of a long ways from being tapped out. These guys will go down, or I'll die on the hill trying. And I don't care which one it is, but I assure you, we are a long ways from defeated. So long as there's breath in my lungs, we're going to fight these bastards tooth and nail till the end.
General Flynn, I want to tap into your wisdom on this. I think you and I were at a meeting. I'll just be kind of vague. We were at a meeting here fairly recently, and somebody at the meeting, great person, they said to me, did you ever get COVID? They're just small talking. And I said, no. But the way it works is that COVID is the tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of cases. So if I were to take a PCR test or you were to take a PCR test, you can pretty much make anybody test positive for COVID if they take the PCR test. And I know this because Carrie Mullis, the founder of the test, has said